Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Soap Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colson Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, it is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys at home what is available to watch this week on terrestrial TV. We're the discussion, and we feel that there are far too many options, and films are far too easy to watch nowadays. So we are telling you what you can watch on your TV at home this week. Last week, we gave you Shape of Water. Big film. This week,
now I've gone off. I don't know whether it's a film either of you have seen. It's BBC Two.
Papadopoulos and Sons.
It's a good try. It's not that, although people might want to rewatch that again.
And it is available on the iPlayer if you do want to
rewatch
it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Do you know the sad thing, actually? I don't think I'll ever watch that again now.
No, you won't.
I used to love it.
Why is that sad?
As in, you've ruined that for me. Like, ruined it.
No, it ruined it for itself.
It's so bad. It's like a turd in your popcorn. It's that bad.
BBC film, BBC One film critic. How was it? A turd in a popcorn rating. So this week, BBC Two, this is not a turd. Sunday, 3rd of October, 9:45 to 11:35 PM. It's a bit late on a Sunday.
School night.
Barry Jenkins, Oscar winner, If Beale Street Could Talk.
Never even heard of it. Heard of Barry Jenkins?
Yeah, who did Moonlight. It's a fantastic film.
Black and white?
No. Modern film. But I think it's a beautiful film, and I thought, I'm just going to mix it up. It's really worth a watch. So, that's BBC Two, Sunday the 3rd of October, 9:45, 11:35 PM, If Beale Street Could Talk, Barry Jenkins.
Just quickly then, because me and Jack have never heard of it, why would you say to watch it?
Yeah, what's it about?
I think he's a fantastic filmmaker. I'm not going to tell you what it's about,
because it
will give it away. I think he's a beautiful filmmaker, and I think it's a beautifully layered film. I love Barry Jenkins. A film I really, really love, and I don't think I'm ever going to be able to pick it for the podcast. Or maybe I will, but it's called Le Beau Travail, and it's this beautiful film about the Foreign Legion. And he's just a really beautiful filmmaker. He makes film look like paintings. Mm. I think this film's got brilliant performances. She won, got a Best Actress performance, I think. I think his direction, and I think the lighting and the shots, I think it's just well worth a watch. And it's a bit of a, it's sort of a, maybe a bit of a hidden gem.
Yeah.
You might not pick it up, but it is on telly. It is worth a watch.
Proper filmmaker's film.
Yeah, I think it is. I think he's extraordinary. I think it's a beautiful film. I loved Moonlight.
And that is what Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial is all about, isn't it? It's about picking out those films on terrestrial TV that you wouldn't normally watch. If it was a film that had been on Netflix for donks, we might have heard of it, but it's a film that we haven't heard of, and this is your opportunity to go and watch it.
Yeah, absolutely.
The other thing that we do on this episode, as I think a lot of you are aware of, is we send Ben and his passport to dive into the Sofa Cinema Club Worldwide Listener Society to find out where in the world you guys listen to the podcast. Now, obviously, the bulk of you are in England, but we do have family and listeners all over the world, don't we?
Mm.
So Where in the world are we this week, Ben?
So we've got a few things going on here. In one, Bahrain hit me.
Wow, really? Bahrain?
Yeah, I'm going. Bahrain hit me. What do you reckon?
Three. A big three.
A big three.
A seven.
Oosh. 25.
Wow, out of town.
Wow. Get out of Bahrain. 25. 25 for Bahrain. Okay, here's another one. Now, this is interesting. I'm flicking back to our old gambit of chart position.
Okay.
Chart position out of 200, Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Chart position in Ukraine.
Do we translate? We don't translate the language. I mean, it's just...
Have you not heard your voice?
My Ukraine's not up to much.
It's a bit rusty. Ukraine. Chart position.
183.
I'm going to go 64.
Ooh. 184.
No.
I was going to say it and I went to three. Why did I change?
Have you been to the Ukraine recently, Coulson? That's extraordinary. You want to look into that as a career.
Yeah. Mystic Meg. Mystic Coulson.
Give me a chart position. I'll tell you where.
Let's try again. Let's see if I can do two in a row.
Well, I haven't got another chart position, so I have to do that next week. Now, we had a listener, Sophie, who was in Spain on holiday.
Yes, we did.
And she said, will you check out the listens after I've been on holiday and listen to every one of your podcasts?
And we set her the challenge, didn't we, of listening to 80 episodes. We basically said, Sophie, you don't need to go on holiday. All you need to do is stay in your hotel room and listen to us.
Order room service. So we've had probably near over 80 eps, haven't we?
Yeah.
So that's how I'm placing this now, out of 80. How many did Sophie, obviously she was the only listener in Spain, how many did she get through on her holiday, do you reckon? It's a tough one, this one, isn't it? It's a tough one.
I've got faith in her. 80.
80 from Coulson. You got a bit heady there, because your chart position, you got it right. Jack?
20.
15.
So good innings. If that is just her on her own, that's a good innings, to be fair.
One a day.
If she's done one a day and she's been there for 2 weeks, fine.
So our final one, we've come out of Spain. I thought, we're going to need Cyprus here just to cool ourselves off. We're going to need Cyprus to know where we are. Listens over the last 7 days, Cyprus, Jack.
Five.
Coulson.
Seven.
He's
done it again.
Oh no, I said 17. I went 17.
Seven. So there we go. That's big listens from around Bahrain coming in strong, Ukraine climbing up the charts. That's the news this week. I'm Ron Burgundy, and that's your chart position.
So in this episode, we also go through our reviews and our Instagram messages, our comments to see what you guys at home are saying. Now, the big thing last week was Steph, who had sent us a message saying piss poor in relation to Jackson and Gem's jingle. Steph has been back in touch and she said, no, I love the podcast and most of the Jack's Hidden Gems singing. It was just the 1 week that you did a piss poor jingle.
Yeah.
So she's come back, she's explained she wasn't calling us piss poor, she was calling the jingle.
I don't mind that it's not polished. I like that it's a bit shit.
Simon Cowell probably would have said, have you got anything else?
Yeah.
We've seen your main song, go away, maybe drop the band, come back on as a solo artist. Yeah. What else have you got? I like the way she's explained her piss poor rating though.
Mm.
In the Instagram messages, we've got a message in relation to cricket. Someone's put, gutted for the Woodlands, but looking forward to this week's story on the podcast. So that's obviously a Woodlands supporter. Slightly awkward, isn't it?
But thank you for listening. I've got Con Smith. So that could be Connie Smith.
Or Coulson Smith. It could be me.
Coulson Smith, 56.
Not me.
No idea how to leave a review, so I'll leave one here. This is on the gram. 5.2 out of 5, like it, just to copy Jack's rating style. I love the show. It's the highlight of my Thursday. Chills me right out, and I love the banter. Love learning about the facts from Jack, hearing about Milo, my dog's name too, Ben's humour, and Coulson's pure enthusiasm.
Who's Milo?
My brother's dog. Do you remember when I said he got nearly bitten by a snake?
Yes.
He had his temperature taken this week up his bum. That was the news on Milo. Love and much appreciation from Ireland. Very good. Here we go. Maria Daisy 21. Obsessed. It's 5 stars. And then it's another 5-star emoji. Absolutely love this podcast. From Ben's Animal Encounters. It's a dog walking emoji, a parrot emoji, a shark emoji, Colson's daily life routines, a cricket emoji, and Jack's random facts on films that often blow my mind. Keep up the fat work. Keep up the fat work, guys.
Fat work. Keep up the fat work.
Keep up the fat work, guys. Love listening. Peace sign, yellow heart. P.S. I hope you've enjoyed the emojis, Ben. A-OK, hand clap. And then a kind of half, not sure what to do, hand.
Speaking of emojis, you've switched it up, haven't you, recently? You've ditched the volleyball.
Surfer. I've gone surfer, which actually has been working really well. I got a few cracking laughs. So it doesn't matter what comes through. Hospital appointment.
Didn't we force Jack into using it on quite an important text, actually?
Yes. Jack booked a table, didn't you, for us? We're going on a meal. We're going on a sofa club meal.
So I was texting the manager of the restaurant and we're requesting a table to be booked.
You did the thing, didn't you, what you do with your mates, where you read the message out to say, is this okay to send? And Ben went, no, emoji.
Yeah, table booked, 3 people, 8:30, is that okay? Kiss, kiss, and then Ben went, surfboard, and I just got it in. Literally just texted me back saying, yeah, fine, I'll put that in. No mention about surfboard.
But surfboard probably got us the table.
I would agree with you that it did.
Try it. Send a text for something you really want. Put surfer, surfboard at the end. You'll get it.
Now, you might know that we've been giving you guys at home the opportunity to win a trip to the cinema on us, where we've been running this competition on Instagram, where all you have to do is comment, tag your friends, and share it away. Last week, we heard from Lucy Hodges, who was one of the winners, and she'd gone to watch a film called Free Guy. And on the episode, I kind of said, do you know what? Free Guy sounds good. I want to go and watch it. So inspired by Lucy and the Sofa Cinema Club, I guess, I booked myself a ticket to view Salford Keys and I went to watch Free Guy.
Any good?
Exactly as Lucy said, it's like a video game background player that goes against being a background player. It has got a little bit more into it because it kind of jumps out of the real world as well. So the actual players of the game, the main characters, you meet them in the real world. And there's kind of a story of one of the girls who's playing is trying to find out if one of her codes has been stolen in the game. But it's really clever. It's just a nice light film that is well worth a watch.
Snacks?
No. Water. Bottle of water. Steady away. Sat on my own. Great time.
Big seat.
Massive seat. Me and one other lad in the cinema. Mint. About 4:30 on a Wednesday.
Did you sit right next to him?
Do you know what I did do? I sat one row in front of him. Like, one row in front of him, one seat to the right. But the seats are so bloody big, you don't know anyone's there. If you went to the cinema, this is what I don't get about going to the cinema with someone, yeah? You can't speak, you're in the cinema.
Yeah.
And two, the seats are so bloody big, you're not next to him.
I always had that issue. I used to go to the cinema on my own all the time as I was a kid. Like, 14, 15, used to just go all the time. If I had like 2 hours and just go on my own. And everybody used to go, are you a serial killer? Why do you go to the cinema on your own, you psychopath?
I'm sure we went to the cinema, Colson, and what did we go and see? And you absolutely piled out. The seat was so comfortable. You went, I'm just going to put it back. And the footrest came up. Was it the Joker? Was it Joker we went and saw twice? And you'd seen it.
And I fell asleep.
Full out.
There was a film that I fell asleep. I'd saw the joke about 3 times, though, so it could have been that.
Mouth was open, popcorn on the floor, I'm just gone to bed.
And there was a time where we watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and we were sat next, we booked our tickets, went in, and we were sat next to Maureen Lipman from work.
Of all the places we could have sat, we watched it together. I like going to the flicks on my own.
Yeah,
I love it. And we've got a story from someone who has gone to the cinema on us. So let's find out if Sophie Cullen went on her own and had the extra money on snacks, or took a mate.
I watched Respect at the cinema last night with my best friend Mac in Bristol, Longwell Green, and I loved every second. We had popcorn, Tango Ice Blast, we had all the chocolate, VIP seats, which was fab. The film in itself, I would give a solid 8 out of 10. If you like films like Bohemian Rhapsody, amazing. It was all about Aretha Franklin and her life, baffled by some of the things that I watched. Jennifer Hudson, who is the lead playing Aretha Franklin. Oh my, that voice, incredible. Thank you so much for paying for us to go. It was lovely to get out of the house and just spend time with my bestie.
I like that.
That's a great review.
She's knocked that out of the park. She's fitted it all in. Movie, best mate, synopsis, ice blast. That's it.
Slightly jealous. Would have quite enjoyed that, I reckon.
I wouldn't mind that. My daughter went to see this film.
So is this a biopic of Aretha Franklin?
Yes, exactly.
What did she think?
She really loved it. And she loves it because she loves the music. She's grown up with the music, so I'm a big fan of Aretha Franklin. And yeah, she says she didn't know anything about her relationship with her husband. It was quite an abusive relationship, apparently, as well. And yeah, she really loved the film. And I'm glad that Sophie loved it and had a great time.
Well, thank you very much, Sophie, for getting in touch. And we're glad that you enjoyed the trip to the cinema on us. And who is going to enjoy that trip this week, Ben?
Okay, we're coming in hot. We don't know him, not related to us. Lewis Clark. And where's he going? View York.
View York.
View York.
Next to the Viking Centre.
Next to Jorvik. It's a Tudor cinema.
It's so old.
It's so old, you sit on bales of straw. They keep it like the same. They don't want to make York. They don't want to bring it, you know what I mean? They want to keep it like it would have been in the old days.
Yeah. Grade one listed building.
So View York? I'd like to go to View York.
Mint. So hopefully this time next week we're hearing from one of last week's winners, or maybe even this week's winner, to find out what they watched, who they went with, and what snacks they had at the cinema. And that's all we've got time for on this week's Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. You can catch us on Thursday, where we're back for the main episode, where it's my last choice of the season. It's the big blockbuster film that you're all waiting for. We can't wait to watch it, can we? It is Vantage Point, and we're here on Thursday.
You said it like a DJ right at the end.
It is Vantage
Point. It is Vantage Point.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.